hotter, high in the low to mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid-90s by Tuesday again, both days dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama lawmakers have approved legislation requiring public universities to develop and adopt policies protecting campus free speech. This legislation limits university officials' ability to cancel campus speakers. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature. Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation to expand broadband services across Alabama. Two bills signed on Thursday specifically target small communities that are often underserved by high-speed internet. And Alabama News Network is hitting the road today for Your Town Friday. We'll be in Georgiana for the 40th annual Hank Williams Festival. The festival starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but we're getting you ready for the festivities starting today. Catch our live reports at 5, 5:30, and 6. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You'll do it right to grow the best garden you can. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings on Miracle-Gro potting mix with fertilizer to help you get growing. And grow plants twice as big versus unfed plants. Pick up a 50-quart bag now for just $10. Plus, get Bonnie 2.32-quart vegetables and herbs, 3 for $10. For a garden that's worthy of showing off, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/5 while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attorney General William Barr. He says special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether the president obstructed justice.
The number of measles cases across the United States has just broken the record.
The president is warning Mexico, you will have a 5% tariff per month on all goods unless you start getting after illegal immigration.
Calls for new protection for fans as a foul ball strikes a little girl.
Out of Missouri, where the last clinic performing abortions in that state could be closed down in the next 24 hours.
President Trump pushed back hard against Robert Mueller's stark statement that if he could have cleared the president of a crime, he would have done so.
That means you're innocent. Excuse me. Then he should have said, you're guilty.
James the Champ strikes again.
A new total of $2,382,583 for 31 days.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
That's where we are. Welcome back, everybody. A couple of reminders. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And boy, that rotisserie chicken was awesome last night. Dinner cost me $6.20. I got more chicken than I know what to do with I mean, the cats are like sitting down in the driveway going, give me some. Give me some. And that was great. So I'm going to pick up one of those bone-in ribeyes for this weekend without a doubt. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go by and see Karen and Reed Ingram. Reed's out at the Capitol today. But they're doing sessions, so we're trying to figure out tracking them, seeing how that's going. So let's continue on with William Barr and him talking about responding to criticism. This is so, you really get into his head and his personality here.
And how is Barr responding to complaints about his work?
Well, the Attorney General, he wouldn't really talk specifics about what he had seen that led him to open that investigation. But he said he is not swayed by criticism and he won't back off doing what he thinks is right. You're only the second Attorney General in history who served twice. I think the first one was back in 1850.
Right.
I mean, you're an establishment figure in a way. You've had a long career in Washington, but you're working for a man who's not establishment. And some of his tweets about officials and the rule of law. How do you react when you see those? Are you on Twitter? Do you read his tweets?
No, I'm not on Twitter. And every once in a while, a tweet is brought to my attention. But my experience with the president is we have a good professional working relationship. We talk to each other, and if he has something to say to me, I figure he'll tell me directly. I don't look to tweets I don't look at them as directives or as official communications with the department.
I want to tell you something. You know who Donald Trump's new favorite cabinet officer is?
I love Barr.
I'm telling you. These guys, I mean, you know, I don't look at the tweets. People bring them to my attention. If the president needs me, he calls me. And I think that's reciprocal. I think he picks up the phone, and if he needs to tell the president something, he tells him. And I think he's keeping him posted in this whole thing.
Don't do as I say, do what I mean, and take initiative even when I don't say it.
I'm telling you, this is outstanding. I can just feel this whole thing coming together. Now, he's been accused of kind of overly protecting the president, being the president, says the words of Adam Schiff, his personal attorney. Listen how he responds to that.
But when you came into this job, I mean, you had a good reputation on the right and on the left. Mm-hmm. You're now someone who is, you know, accused of protecting the president, enabling the president, lying to Congress. Did you expect that coming in?
Well, in a way, I did expect it.
You
because
did.
Yeah, because I realized we live in a crazy hyper-partisan period of time, and I knew that it would only be a matter of time if I was behaving responsibly and calling him as I see him, that I'd be attacked, because nowadays people don't care about the merits or the substance. They only care about who it helps, you know, who benefits, whether my side benefits or the other side benefits. Everything is gauged by politics. And as I say, that's antithetical to the way the department runs, and any attorney general in this period is going to end up losing a lot of political capital, and I realize that, and that's one of the reasons that I ultimately was persuaded that maybe I should take it on, because I think at my stage in life it really doesn't make any difference.
You're at the end of your career?
I'm at the end of my career.
It's a reputation that you've worked your whole life on, though.
Yeah, but everyone dies, and I'm not, you know. You know, I don't believe in the Homeric idea that, you know, immortality comes by, you know, having odes sung about you over the centuries, you know.
Man, that's fantastic.
That really is. I mean, this guy's like spot on this whole thing.
Because, you know, for all the lip service to God and nation, all this stuff, I think the one thing a lot of people up in D.C. believe is that Homeric ideal Barr just laid out. That, I mean, one day I'll do this for the good of the nation and I'll have a statue cast in bronze about me, or at least marble, you know, on the Capitol if I'm great enough, like Lincoln or Jefferson. And it's just, it's a bit much.
Yeah, they want to elevate themselves to their own highest point here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really something. I tell you, when I listen to this whole thing, you really walk away liking William Barr and going, this is the right guy, because I cannot see, I don't see Jeff Sessions answering that question like that.
No, not at all. In a way, Jeff Sessions is so by the book that I think he would have felt the heat more than Barr.
Well, and let's talk about how it got to this place. Donald Trump, from everything I've read about and hear about him, he's a very loyal individual. If you're loyal to him, he is very loyal to you. I think Hope Hicks is kind of a classic example of that.
Yes, absolutely.
And some others that are around there. He considers you family. And I think that Jeff Sessions doing what he did for Donald Trump and coming out as the first senator and being his guy and being kind of the conservative and getting that brand of approval from Jeff Sessions won him the attorney general slot. And I think he goes, okay, I'm going to make you attorney general. And he thought, well, when I make you attorney general, then you become my wing guy. You become, that is in Eric Holder's world. And I think that what they basically did is they got Jeff Sessions in trouble because we're going to find out, I believe, in the fullness of time, that he got unmasked and he was being eavesdropped on. That's how they knew about the meetings with the ambassador and things like that. You remember they basically announced that, gave it to some senators, which I believe that came from the FBI, and it came from the unmasking, came from the wiretaps, came from the FISA documents. They knew about the Mayflower meeting, that there was a Russian there in the room. It wasn't a meeting with Jeff Sessions, but they released that. They released the Michael Flynn and the telephone calls, and they said that Michael Flynn had been coordinating with the ambassador, and that's right. Then you had the Logan Act, and you had Yates coming over, but they got released to the press. And who did that? James Comey. And I think all that is going to come out. I think all that's going to come out. And if it would have been William Barr at the very beginning versus Jeff Sessions, I don't think any of this crap would have happened. I think William Barr would have shut this thing down and have done the right thing and have gotten in there and kicked butt and taken some names. Because Jeff Sessions, you got to remember, couldn't do anything.
Right.
And then you had the other bureaucrat, Rosenstein, who's kind of running things, who signed off on the fourth document for a FISA warrant. And he didn't look at the document. He was told about the document. And I think the person who briefed him was Andrew McCabe, which was a bad guy right off the bat. Okay, now he's going to be asked, do you regret taking this job?
So you don't regret taking the job?
No. In many ways, I'd rather be back to my old life, but I think that I love the Department of Justice. I love the FBI. I think it's important that we not, in this period of intense partisan feeling, destroy our institutions. I think one of the ironies today is that people are saying that it's President Trump that's shredding our institutions. I really see no evidence of that. From my perspective, the idea of resisting a democratically elected president and basically throwing everything at him and really changing the norms on the grounds that we have to stop this president, that's where the shredding of our norms and our institutions is occurring.
Now, throughout our conversation, there was one theme kind of that really
Listen
emerged. I mean, Barr sees his actions since he took office, including clearing the president of obstruction when the special counsel declined to do so, as really standing up for the rule of law.
That he sees that as standing up for the rule of law. I mean, this guy is purposeful, and that makes all the difference. If the other cabinet officers, and I think Pompeo is like this, if they were of this weight and caliber, then I think he would have a different kind of deal going on. I think you've got some folks that he put in there for certain reasons, but having a really, really, really good person in there, like Barr, is going to make all the difference in the world. Let me go to the phones. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are you all today?
I am great. How's the traffic out there?
It's a little moderate, but picking up. Not real bad, but probably about a season it will be. So, Barr is wonderful. This man is the highest statue of America. I could see this guy, and this guy is truly an American. You know, Dan, it's not hard to look at someone, not for me anyway, and talk to them for about 5 minutes and you can tell if they love the country or not. Because I can carry on a conversation with them about the flag and things like that, just get responses from them. But this guy is wonderful. He's a true American. he's going to follow this to where it leads him. And no matter who you are, what your name is, or anything like that, you don't want to become one of these, this man's talking. And I think the guys and girls who know they are talking, I think they're scared to death, man. I think they...
I'm in agreement with him. Let me tell you what happens. When somebody is in the intel world, every one of these guys, every single one of them went back and looked at this video to kind of catch what he was saying, look for the nuances, look for his body language and everything. Anybody that's in the intel business, that's what they do. And when you go back and look at him and how confident here he is in his little outdoor jacket type thing, his little almost like a hunter's jacket, his being out in the wilderness in Alaska jacket, they had to look at this and say, you know, damn, this guy has got it going on, and there's more going on underneath than than we know about. And that had to scare the crap out of them.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Now, another thing, Dan, I kind of shoot that theory with
Rodney, you still there?
Rodney, you there? Rodney, king of the wild frontier.
Yeah, I guess we lost.
Let's go to a break, see if Rodney comes back. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Having more fun than a talk radio show host should have. Getting ready for the weekend, which will lift off in 1 hour and 39 minutes. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, everybody out there. I apologize for this cheapo Apple phone I got here.
Cheapo Apple phone. Cheapo and Apple do not work in the same sentence. Now, you may have an old cheapo Apple phone.
Well, I was going to say it could be that, or it could be, it could be the secret airway. Somebody keeps cutting me out. They don't want to hear what I got to say.
There you go. Now, then the other thing is it could be AT&T.
I guess so. Anyway, I'll pick up where I was leaving off at there. What I think was happening with that, Dan, is the reason why they did that is they wanted these guys to run their course. And they wanted to do all the information and intelligence on them because this is very serious to our nation. I think they reached that point after the mullet, by the mullet release and closing of mullet. I think that they have reached that point. Also, I also think that they did that for to smoke out any more snake meat that might have been involved with these people involved with this. But I think by looking at Barr and the confidence of our president that the information has already been gathered throughout the period of Session being there. And that was a very, very vital time to let them run the course and see exactly what they do and how they try to do it and get good documentation going forward. So when we got to put stuff in place to prevent this from happening again and how to spot these kind of issues if they even approach in this kind of situation. So that's kind of difficult for a lot of people to understand. But what it means was it was very important to let them break as many laws and do as much nonsense as they could before they actually let them know that they had them. So that's what I think about that. But what I want to ask you about, Dan, is I'm hearing a lot of ruffles up throughout the federal judge system, court systems, and also some lower appellate court system judges that are very upset with all this stuff. And I'm hearing that some of them may be organizing and beginning to speak out against these rogue judges out there.
Okay, you're talking about like the Ninth Circuit?
Well, not a particular court, but just, you know, major judges that are looking at some of these judges and what they're doing, and they're sick of it. And they're trying, from what I understand, is that there's some talk about them organizing to where, you know, they can, you know, speak out against this nonsense, because there's a lot of, you know, it's like the three that's representing the whole, you know, it's the There's a lot of good judges out there, y'all guys. But these bunch of rogue ones we got, these few that we have, these judges need to call them out.
Well, I'll tell you something that is that I have gotten wind of, and that is some of these FISA judges are not happy. And there's one female one in particular that she is not happy about what is going on. And she's allegedly chomping at the bits to kind of get going with this thing. And you may see Chief Justice Roberts kind of address this issue.
Yeah. Well, guys, I can tell you for a fact, I know some judges, and after the Kavanaugh thing and what they're doing with the judicial system now and what Mullet, the idiot, did yesterday when he released the statement, these people's lives, they are educated, they serve their lives in school to learn our system of laws, and they love what they do. And this is a slap into their face. A lot of us don't realize this, but these judges, these good judges that are out there, and no matter if they're in your favor or not, I'm not talking about that because, you know, they could be not in your favor and still be a good judge. If, you know, nobody claims what they did wrong was wrong, but anyway, they fed up with it, and they really are. And so they rightly so have a reason to do so. I mean, these guys, they believe in the judicial system, and they see the mockery we see, you know.
Rodney, I can tell how you feel right now, and I'll just give you a sound effect for President Trump to really express how you feel. There it is, a little roaring.
Yeah, and another thing is, anybody that's out there, Dan, and I just got to be blunt about this now. If you can't see what America is, if you ain't out there getting your job and stuff, you know darn good well you don't want to work. You got to give Trump thumbs up. You know, you got to. If you don't, and you can't, then I don't see how you can say you're an American, because what he's doing is for us. Not for him, it's for us. I mean, think about that. You know, Trump don't even get paid for his job. He donates all the money away. So just think about why Trump's doing this. And it only comes back to one thing, and point back at yourself, because that's what he's doing it for, each and every one of them.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful day.
I sure will. All right.
Take care. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's a door-to-door evacuation of about 160 homes in Arkansas where levees breached along the Arkansas River. Fred Hale's a farmer there in Dardendale.
We started moving our cattle out Friday and Saturday. We had about 200 cows to move out in their calves, and we got that and equipment moved out. So we were taking precautions, hoping it wouldn't happen.
President Trump approved a disaster declaration for Arkansas last night because of the recent flooding. About the president threatening escalating tariffs on Mexican imports if that government doesn't crack down on illegal immigration into the U.S., Mexico's foreign minister tweets, it's unfair and makes no economic sense. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
Now he is putting some measures in place that hopefully will get them to engage more so that they will start to help us in this process. We can't continue down the path that we're on.
She was on Fox News Channel. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. It's getting dry, and everybody's asking about rain, but there's no rain in the forecast for the next few days. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I've got the rain chances at about 10%. High temperature in the lower 90s today. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine will be in abundance. It looks dry to me here and on the coast, with high temperatures in the low 90s here in central Alabama, mid-80s down on the coast. And on Monday, we start to get a little hotter, high in the low to mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid-90s by Tuesday again. Both days dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Yes. Catherine Herridge, kind of interesting here. It's going to be a report from Catherine Herridge talking about that. The FBI never told Trump or the Trump campaign that two aides were under investigation during the 2016 briefing that the campaign and Trump was given. Let's listen to the story.
There was a counterintelligence defensive briefing for the Trump campaign in mid-August 2016. These briefings are designed to warn the campaign of national security threats. And based on congressional letters, FBI text messages, and sources familiar with the matter, the Trump team was not specifically warned. The two campaign aides, retired General Michael Flynn and George Papadopoulos, were already under FBI investigation. That case was opened on July 31st, 2016 by FBI agent Peter Strzok, who was later removed from the special counsel team for sending the anti-Trump texts. Agent Strzok also coordinated the August 2016 defensive briefing. So Strzok was in a unique position. He was in charge of investigating Trump campaign members and warning the Trump campaign about Russia. Timing matters because days before the August briefing for the Trump team, Strzok and Page exchanged the controversial insurance policy texts, and they were also clearly anxious about the prospect candidate Trump could win. Writing on August 8, 2016, Page stated, "Trump's not ever going to be president, right? Right?" Strzok responded, "No, no, he's not. We'll stop it." This morning, House Republican John Ratcliffe, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, responded to our reporting.
There was a defensive briefing of candidate Trump on August 17th of 2016, and I can tell you what he wasn't told. He wasn't warned about a Russia investigation that Peter Strzok had opened 18 days earlier. Why would Peter Strzok, who would participate at Jim Comey's direction in a defensive briefing designed to protect and warn a candidate, be the same person who is, in fact, at that time already investigating the candidate's campaign?
Congressman said that this issue is of special interest to the Attorney General William Barr, who's looking at the origins of the Russian investigation. Meantime, we're reaching out to participants at that August 2016 briefing for additional comment, and we will update, of course, if we get it, Sandra.
Strzok is like the Forrest Gump of intel. So it was his job to do the defensive briefing and let him know that. Here's a question. When they, because they clearly said that they knew that there was hacking that was going on and trying to get to the DNC emails by Russia. So that would have fallen under Strzok's deal. Did they brief Hillary Clinton about that? Like they did on Dianne Feinstein, that is, her driver was actually a Chinese agent asset? Because they went in and told her that.
I was about to say, you better hope they did. And that's exactly what they did. It's what they should do.
I tell you, and see, this is what makes me feel so good about William Barr being at this whole thing. Because this, I mean, you know, he was former CIA. He was a former prosecutor, former director of the Attorney General. I mean, this guy's got the creds for all of this, particularly the CIA part of things.
Right.
He's got the creds for all this. He knows what it looks like. So Devin Nunes was on last night with Hannity. We got another piece from him this morning, but this was last night. He's going to be talking about the Mueller presser. Listen in.
It's now inevitable, Congressman. It's not a matter of if. It is a matter of when. We have talked about five separate buckets. We've talked about the FISA applications, 302s, Gang of Eight, exculpatory evidence, and more. Now the president is declassified. This is a game changer. And the IG report, and Mr. Durham, and John Uber, and the Attorney General. Tell us what you see unfolding and when.
Well, I want to start by making sure the American people understand what Mueller did yesterday. I think you've done a pretty good job, but people also forget one important point. Mueller tried to do this victory lap. He tried to talk about the Russians that they found and the Russians that they prosecuted. I just want to remind people that the House Republicans on the Intelligence Committee had that over a year ago. And Mueller, if he's so concerned about these Russians, why did they obstruct our report from getting out? So our report's still heavily redacted, Sean. So, you know, Mueller didn't, none of that added up. I think you're exactly right. He lit the fuse. Yeah, the president can declassify that too. And you ask about what should come first. I mean, I think the thing that should come first is, number one, we still don't even know what Mueller was supposed to be investigating. We don't have that document. We know that he's talked about conspiracy to collude. Well, when he walked in the door, he knew there was no evidence of collusion. We know that because his lead investigators said so on text message. He was so blatantly dishonest yesterday that he says, well, the Office of Legal Counsel says that you can't indict a sitting president. Well, he should have been done after day two. He has no Russians except for the Fusion and Clinton Russians and possibly the dirty cops at the FBI's Russians. Those are the only Russians that he has that show connections to the Trump campaign. Clearly, the Clinton operation is heavily working with Russians or Russian disinformation. He didn't take time to look into any of that. And then you have this, and he comes and says, well, there was no possibility to indict the president on obstruction of justice. So you just have to ask yourself, sitting back and thinking about it, what was that press conference all about yesterday?
Yeah, it was a little victory lap there. That was vintage Nunes, where he's asked a question, but he goes back and he's kind of painting the picture back of how we got there and the Mueller situation. So he's going to keep going here. I sent you the email right now. No, it says error.
Well, damn.
I know. It's because I didn't put your full email address in there, big guy. It's like my computer always knows when I'm trying to talk to you. it's got that ESP. So now Nunes is going to be talking about Team Mueller here. Listen in.
What was it? Answer your own question.
It was only about one thing, and that was just to light the fuse for impeachment, because these guys are in big trouble. Another important point, let me point this out.
Wait a minute, when he backed off and he had to clarify with the joint statement, what does that mean?
Well, that was Barr actually being a growing up and had to probably remind Mueller, hey, we've got you on the record three different times saying that you didn't have enough information or evidence to indict on obstruction. It had nothing to do with the position of the Office of Legal Counsel. But there's another important point that I think that people should remember about. And that is that you had Comey with diarrhea of the mouth yesterday in the Washington Post. He said something about Mifsud. Mifsud is the guy that supposedly knew about the dirt on Clinton.
The professor in England, yes.
He called him a Russian. The professor. He called him a Russian asset. Now, remember, in the Mueller dossier, Mueller stopped short of calling him a Russian asset. So now, the former FBI director who started this investigation can't even get in full communication with the Mueller dossier people. And then just to finish up and put a final point on this, Weissman, and you were just talking about this in your monologue, Weissman and another attorney there handled the Steele dossier in August of 2016. Now, are you telling me these are high-level people, Bruce Orr, Andrew Weissman, and the other attorney that worked on the Mueller dossier team? Are you telling me that in August, these guys, they're sitting there looking at this very salacious and unverified information, and not one of them sits there and says, Where did this come from, Bruce? Or where did this come from? Oh, my wife's doing it. My wife's working for Fusion GPS that's working for the Democrats in the Clinton campaign. I mean, the whole thing is it's laughable, but it's so serious that you have trouble. I mean, you want to laugh, but at the same time, you just hope that justice is actually served to these criminals.
You know, here's the thing that where the Democrats can really mess up. You remember, I always use this, there's a rush for the door. Who's going to get to the door first? Is the impeachment and Nadler's group going to get there? Or is the Barr information being declassified, the FISA warrant, and the beginning of this whole thing coming from the fruit of the poisonous tree? So if, and maybe he's got it already, maybe he's not going to release it, he's going to let them play the card. They do the impeachment card, and he walks in and goes, wait a minute, y'all are trying to impeach for obstruction of justice. There was never a time, all the things that y'all were investigating, that were being investigated, that you're saying that he obstructed on, was all false. And here's the proof that it was false. The Democrats are going to look as dumb as a box of rocks. And I think that is the greatest argument. So if you get to that point, I think that's the argument. And that shuts everything down. Democrats are like, they're just continuing the investigation for investigation's sake, that the whole goal of everything was to disrupt the Trump presidency. I do not believe America would stand for that at all, just like the Republicans tried to disrupt the Clinton administration, and they didn't stand for that either. So let's go to Nunes. And he's going to be asked, and I was kind of surprised at his answer, will they get away with this?
If you listen, though, to the Attorney General when he went before Senator Graham's committee, is he interested and wanted to get to the bottom of the FISA abuse? We know that Bruce Orr, behind closed doors, testified, yeah, he warned everybody, Hillary paid for it, Steele hates Trump, and by the way, it's unverified. That was in August of 2016, 10 days before a State Department official, Kathleen Kavlek, also warned them before Comey signed off on the first FISA application. It says verified, but it's an unverifiable document because Steele doesn't stand by his own words. Are those people going to be held accountable? Do you see any way they get out of what I would think would be an indictment to commit fraud on a FISA court, an indictment to literally rig an investigation into their favorite candidate, Hillary Clinton, and then to use Russian lies to take down a duly elected president? Do they get away with that?
Well, I think the easiest thing to prosecute on are the leaks and the lying and obstructing Congress's investigation. What I would say, just in closing, is that if you look at what's happened in this whole investigation, you've got a lot of areas for the Department of Justice to look at. Don't forget about the State Department also. You've got the dirty cops, the State Department, and whoever from the Clinton campaign was working with the dirty cops to get information from Russia.
You've seen
this information.
That's how you
start and run a real investigation.
Would it be fair to say when the American people see what you have seen, it will shock the conscience and soul of this country?
Well, I always say on the FISA application especially, that, you know, you've heard Comey call it a mosaic, and it's just plain, yeah, people need to see what's there, because I think they would cringe if they knew what the government was willing to do to its citizens.
That was an interesting answer, that he thought that the best case was lying to Congress, not doing things bad behind closed doors. Madeline,
yeah.
Madeline, put a little bit different way. Hey, Madeline.
Hello.
Welcome to the Dan Moore Show. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine. And you?
Excellent.
I'm so glad you have this show. I listen to it every day. Every time I get in my car, I stay in the car as long as I can, because, you know, I like your show so much, and all the comments. But I just want to say this, that the Democratic Party has opened the Pandora's box, and it can't be shut, and they're going to have to eat every bit of it.
Yeah, I think this is a lot bigger than the Democrats are, and I think the Democrats are going to come off looking small, looking non-American, non-patriotic, and basically using political power, using weapons to keep their political power. And I think the country is not going to go for that at all.
No, it's Trump 2020.
There we go. Well, we'll know in the fullness of time on that one.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
You too. You have a great weekend. To heck with the day.
Oh, yeah, the whole weekend.
The whole weekend. My weekend begins in 1 hour and 12 minutes here. Let's do this. Do you have that other Nunes thing queued up? Let's go to an early break so we can play this Nunes from this morning, which was interesting. And we'll be back to end our show right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Papa B, Dad. Hey, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you doing today, buddy?
Just super fantabulous as usual. Headed up to beautiful Lake Martin.
Oh, man.
To work.
Oh, to work, okay.
Unfortunately, yeah, I know. Yeah, Alan Dershowitz last night really brought up a point that I was trying, I thought, you know, was real salient as well. And that was, you know, Mueller got up there and, you know, oh, golly gee, we couldn't bring a charge. We couldn't really decide. We couldn't really do anything. Well, what the crap good are you?
Yeah, you
know,
there you
what
go.
Was this all about? For 2 years, you put the country through something that you couldn't do anything or say anything or draw any conclusions. I guarantee you if they had anything, they would definitely draw conclusions. But they couldn't find anything, so therefore they're being ambiguous about it.
Yeah.
And trying to just start some, you know, keep some smoke going so, you know, the Democrats will hopefully go on that impeachment route, which is what they wanted all along and what they planned all along. This was always about impeaching Donald Trump from the jump after the election. This was about getting him out of office, you know, in any way possible. You know, they did it with Nixon. And we're able to do it with Nixon, but with Trump, you know, times have changed, and they're not able to do it. They're not able to be as effective. Neither the media nor the deep state. And then I'll bet you a moon pie and an RC that Donald Trump is not the first one they've done this on. And I bet you that we're going to find out that these Monday to Friday deep state people have been active and doing this for a very, very long time, spying and trying to put their thumb on the scale of political outcomes.
Well, when you're talking about for a long time, are you talking about like pre-Obama administration?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
That'd be interesting.
I think they've been doing it to senators. I think they've been doing it to congressmen, and I think they've been doing it to judges too. I think they've been doing it for quite some time, and have been effective at it. In some ways. But
we'll know in the fullness of time.
This is something. This was really scary.
Papa B, let me interrupt you here. I've got Mike Holmes calling from the State House. You're more than welcome to hang on. But let me talk to Representative Holmes. Ladies and gentlemen, Representative Mike Holmes calling us from the State House. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you taking time to talk to me for a minute.
Absolutely. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, we're on a short lunch break. We're going to go gavel again in about 8 or 9 minutes, so I don't have a lot of time. So I don't know whether you'd rather me kind of tell you what we've done and
Tell me exactly. Let's do that in a short time we have.
Okay. There was all kind of rumors swirling. We thought there was a deal done on the Education Trust Fund Conference Committee. Apparently, that's not true. We still don't have anything official. And I talked to a couple people on the way back in the building here 5 minutes ago. And
let me stop you there. What's the impasse on the Education Trust Fund?
Nobody knows. I mean, there's seven guys in that room, and I don't think there's no leaks that I've seen of what the hanging points are.
Do you think that it could possibly be the fact that they want to give the power to the governor to appoint the Board of Education?
Well, there could be a hostage there, surely, but we passed that bill out right before we adjourned. We passed two really quickly. SB 397 is that one that establishes that new commission in lieu of a State Board of Education with most of the appointments done by the governor.
So that it has been voted on?
Yes, that passed.
It has or has not?
Has, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it passed. And then we passed the next bill, 398, SB 398, had to do with this actual appointments and the makeup of that commission, those commissioners, dealing with minority positions and that sort of stuff. It was more, clerical and getting the law applied to as far as minority participation. So that one was passed too, and then we took that break. So we have not done a lot except listen to a lot of filibuster talk this morning since 10 o'clock.
So what happens, what you're looking for is for the Education Trust Fund bill to come out of committee to the floor?
Conference
committee.
Yes. And we're waiting, that should start everything happening in a hurry then. But we've got another couple of calendars we're going to come back to after everybody comes in here another 4 or 5 minutes. But let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine bills on those other two calendars. But some of those are pretty interesting ones that are going to be controversial on SB 236, medical marijuana.
Right.
Another one that's big to me is to SB 222, is county superintendents of education required to be appointed statewide unless provided otherwise by Constitution. And let's see. There's another one I think is going to be controversial. I'm not finding it here now.
So if the ETF does not come out, then when's the next bite of the apple? When are they talking about you guys gaveling back in?
Well, we got another day. We got the rest of the day, and we got tomorrow. So I guess we'll just carry over and keep working is what the idea would be.
Wow. So the medical marijuana bill, did it go to conference or did it just come straight from Senate to you?
It's been passed out of the Senate. It's passed out of House committee and it's coming to the floor of the House. If we get through this special order calendar, it will.
So tonight, it sounds like it's going to be a late night for you guys.
It's looking like it. Yeah, it's looking like it. There's another one that's interesting, controversial, SB 140, sex education, public K-12 schools, content and course materials revised. There's some changes there. I have a lot of people with some heartburn on both sides of that issue. Let's see if anything else. Oh, the one that's caused quite a flurry is immunizations, mandatory immunizations for public schools. Making some changes there, taking away some of the deferral language, so that one's turned out to be more controversial than anybody thought, I think, too. But here's another important one, too, that's right at the top of the list. I don't know how I missed this one. You know, this Permanent Joint Transportation Committee that got established in gas tax increase, one of the things we won on that one was we got the governor and her group to appoint a joint committee, House and the Senate and governor staff and Department of Transportation folks, to be the oversight of that, of the whole thing, the spending of that money. And this one has to do with the appointing of that committee, the membership, et cetera. So that one's going to be pretty heavily debated, too, I think. That one's on the agenda today, too. So that's kind of
a
smattering what's coming up.
Let me ask you a procedural question here. If it comes out of committee, how long will you have to debate the conference report, the conference bill?
I think the conference report is unlimited, pretty much, based on normal debate rules. We would normally allow 10 minutes chunks on either side of the question. After a period of moderation, you can always cloture, and we have a super majority, so we should be able to do that when we need to.
Well, but are you suspicious that if it all of a sudden comes out and there's a quick vote, that something got hidden into the bill that we should be looking for?
Always that possibility, and that ETF is so massive. Here's a good give your audience an idea how massive it is. It takes 4 hours just to transmit it from our clerk's office here in the State House to the other offices that have to actually engross that bill. And that's electronic transmission time, 4 hours. So there's huge amount of moving parts in that bill. So
when you get the bill, do you see any changes that were made from the conference committee?
I don't. The ones we're hearing about, we're holding the line to the House version. That's what it looks like. We've given very little on the last report we got. We've given very little to the Senate counterproposal. We pretty much pulled it back to the House line, which is much more conservative. So I have hopes that we're going to stay that way, and that's probably part of the problem, is that the conferees are at loggerheads, and it's difficult. I understand it's a difficult job they got.
I always get very suspicious when something isn't clearing that should have cleared, then all of a sudden it gets out and it has a speedy vote on it.
Well, there's going to be a lot of eyes in there because a lot of other people have the same suspicion you did. So I think there'll be some pretty pointed questions asked of the sponsors when and if that happens.
Mike, I'm up against the top of the hour break. Keep us informed, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Representative Mike Holmes, good friend.